Good morning. My name is Virginia. I might not be familiar to this church, but I'm here today. I was born in the Philippines, where Catholic is dominant. Though I studied at Catholic school, governed by nuns, where theology was part of the curriculum, I was never filled with the Holy Spirit. During my early years in Montreal, I continued to go to Catholic church, but I wasn't spiritually uplifted. I felt empty the moment I came out of church, so I drifted from different Christian churches with the invitation of family and friends, searching how to stop the emptiness. At the time, my walk with the Lord was unreal. My prayer time was very limited, and reading the Bible was not my priority. I even told my sister at the time not to judge me because I'm not fanatic. The truth was beyond my understanding. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Years ago, I encountered a lot of difficulties because of my self-righteousness and trusting others' wisdom. I almost lost everything, including my home. I was very angry and felt deceived. During this time, while court battle was going on, my father passed away. 6 months later, my sister passed away. I was so depressed, overwhelmed beyond my endurance. By God's grace, things got better, but I haven't turned my life to the Lord completely at the time. Until I had to go through another challenge again. Proverbs 3:5-7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Night after night, I was on my knees crying, asking God to forgive me, to guide me, and to show me the way. Not to what I want, but according to his will. Acknowledged that I'm a sinner, that Jesus died for me, buried, and rose from the grave. Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace I have been saved through my faith, not from myself. It is a gift of God, not my works, so I cannot boast. For a very long time, my sister hopes that I come to the Lord, that I trust all my concern to him. I was so touched by the faith of my sister, how joyful she was. Even at the last hour of her life, she was so committed to the word of God. She even advised everyone not to cry because she will be with the Lord. At that time, I asked myself, where will I be? Colossians 3:1-4. If you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. To these days, I still have some trials and challenges, but I'm confident that there is blessing beyond all. I committed myself to the Lord, left my sinful ways, and walked a new life. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The power of God's word transformed me. And with encouragement of us and support of a friend and a sister in Christ who is here today, as well as my family and other Christian friends. I have a new life with the Lord. Now, even with my circumstances, I face them with joy and confidence, knowing that all is well, for as long as I trust in him and follow his commands, I am his child. He will never leave me nor forsake me.